back here for the fourth quarter. Vandals lead it 37-27. And the Vandals will have it first down and 10 from the Carlinville 17. So the Vandals led 17-13 at halftime. They've led by 10-3, 10-3, now back to 10. And they're trying to extend that lead potentially to 17. They lead 37-27 as we sit here. First down and 10. Andrew Casey hands it off to Dylan Hinton, and he fights ahead to about the 14, probably a pickup of about 3 or so. Second down and 7. Second down and about 7. 11 minutes 40 seconds remaining in the ball game. The Vandals lead it 37-27. Second down and 7 for the Vandals. Just underway fourth quarter. Two receivers left. Connor DePue and Lux. Two receivers to the right. I believe it's McCarty. And Aiden Carroll to the right. Man in motion left to right. That is Lux. They fake the handoff to him. Andrew Casey's going to take it. Touchdown. Andrew Casey takes it in for the touchdown. 14-yard touchdown run from Andrew Casey. So a 14-yard touchdown run by Andrew Casey. This comes with 11:08 remaining in the game. And the Vandals extend the lead to 43-27, pending the extra point. So Durbin back out for the extra point here. Snap is back. The kick is up. The kick is good. Now that one, when you start to think about it and you do the math, makes it a 17-point lead. So that makes it a three-possession game. You get a touchdown, you can get a two-point conversion, so you can get 8 and 8, so 16. So when you get it to 17, you have a three-possession game, and that's what the Vandals' lead is now at 44-27. So the Vandals lead it 44-27, 11:05 remaining in the game. And touchdowns are brought to you by Illinois Farm Business Farm Management. They're at 925 New York Drive in Vandalia. Now for accounting, tax services to local farmers, Illinois Farm Business Farm Management, Better Records, Trusted Solutions. Touchdowns also brought to you by Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. They've been around for better than 100 years. Stumbaugh's is at 329 South 1st Street in Vandalia. Call them 283-0142. They're your local authorized carrier dealer. That's Stumbaugh's Heating and Air. Kick pushes Carlinville back to the 5. The Vandals get back on the coverage. And he just has a dive ahead. Carlinville return man does at about the 16. So that's where Carlinville will take over at their own 16, 10:58 remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it now 44-27. 44-27 is the lead. Looks like the 18 is where they spot it. So first down and 10 for Carlinville from their own 18-yard line. 10 minutes, 58 seconds remaining in the game. Carlinville. Two receivers line up right. Reels, he's under center on this one. Puts man in motion. And they put it on the ground, and there's nowhere to go. So they kept it on the ground there, and there was nowhere to go at all for the running back. He got back to the line of scrimmage, so it's second down and 10. Carlinville that time went under center. They went under center a couple of different times. So second down and 10 for Carlinville from their own 18-yard line. Reel's going to be back under center again. Man in motion. He's going to hand it off and going to be ahead to about the 24-yard line. Thompson with the carry. A couple of Vandals in on the tackle there. You see one Vandal getting up a little slowly. That is Aiden Carroll. First night, definitely a few cramps, and even though it's not as bad as you'd expect some nights, first night of the year. So third down and about four as it's ahead to the 24. He pitches this one outside. Carlinville running back, gets ahead to the 25, maybe picked up a yard. And it's going to bring up a fourth down. I'll give him a couple of yards out of that. That's a generous spot for sure. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and two. Clock is running. 9 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the ball game. Carlinville with a fourth down and a long two from their own 26. Fourth down and two from their own 26. They're going to go ahead and punt it. Carlinville will punt it away. Line drive kick. Takes a couple of bounces, and it gets away. Colburn able to grab it, and he's going to be brought down about midfield. Whew, that was a little scary. He had some trouble with it. It took a ugly hop on him, and he was able to corral it and get it off the field. Colburn's still limping. He's kind of fighting his way through tonight, and he's had some big plays tonight. That was a good one there because he took care of taking care of that football. And the Vandals have it just in Carlinville territory at the 49. 8:57 remaining in the game. The Vandals lead 44-27 with the football. Now, no clock running here because you just took over possession, but that's something you're going to want to do. Andrew Casey drops back to pass, goes long. He's got DePue. Caught. 10. 5. Touchdown. Touchdown. First play from scrimmage. 49 yards, Casey to DePue. And the Vandals with a touchdown, and they have hit to 450 now. So the Vandals now lead it as it is Casey to DePue from 49 yards. This comes at the 8:49 mark. Here in the fourth quarter. So Durbin will attempt the extra point. Snap is back. Kick is up, and it is good. So the point after is good, and the Vandals' lead now is 51-27. 51-27 is the Vandal lead with 8 minutes, 49 seconds remaining. Take a break on WKRV.
We've still got some hot days to go, but before you know it, the first chill will blow through the air. Well, whether it's servicing your AC or making sure your furnace is good for the winter, the place to call is Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. No matter the make or model, Hunters can take care of it for you. And if it's time for a new one, Hunters can get you set up. So stop by and see them at 5th and Orchard in Vandalia or call 283-3224. 283-3224. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia.
Hi, this is Chrissy Hipcher from Wilms & Associates. For all of your home, auto, business, and life insurance needs, please give me a call at 283-0120 or stop by our office at 411 West Gallatin Street in Vandalia. As an independent agency, we represent several highly rated insurance companies, and we work for you. That is one reason why we are the agency that sets the standard.
A kickoff by the Vandals, a touchback. And so Carlinville will take over at their own 20. So the Vandals with the touchdown now lead 51-27. So Connor DePue, another touchdown reception on the pass from Andrew Casey. The Vandals one play and a touchdown on that drive. They've had a couple of those. Hand off here. And the Vandals in the backfield. Several Vandals in on that tackle. Hartley was in there. Davis Daniels was in there maybe for the Vandals. I'm trying to see. Yes, it was him. Like I said, Bryce Hartley in there. So it is second down and 12 Reels gets a pass out, complete to Duckles, and he is tripped up at about the 19. A couple of Vandals in on that trip up. Some Matthews in there. Also, Kobe Lux for the Vandals. Ooh, looks like Matthews might have a cramped tooth. Yep, that's exactly. He's pulling on his shoe, pulling up. Brody Matthews dealing with a little bit of cramp. That's not unexpected on night one. Now, will Coach Clay maybe say, hey, you got to get ready for this more, be more hydrated? Yes, I'm sure he will use it as that. Reels drops back to pass, under pressure, gets a pass away, incomplete. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 11. Carlinville, 7:27 remaining in the game. So it's going to bring up a fourth and 11 for Carlinville, and I think they'll be punting. So the Vandals with a 51-27 lead. And I mentioned it a couple times, the Vandals are short some guys that are out tonight. They'll also be out in week two. And you'll probably notice some names missing. Jordan Colburn, he's just going to let it roll. And he'll just let it roll, and Carlinville will touch it down at about the 28-yard line. So they just let that one go. He didn't want to try to deal with it with a lot of English on it. 7 minutes, 15 seconds remaining. 51-27. The Vandals with the lead. So the Vandals with the football, leading 51-27. One receiver lines up left for the Vandals, Connor DePue. Vandals going right to left here in this fourth quarter. Two receivers lined up to the right. Adrian Casey takes the snap, hands it off to Dylan Hinton, who's able to break a tackle, breaks a couple more. Gets ahead to about the 34-yard line. Nice pickup from Dylan Hinton, who has had a very nice night, about a 5-yard pickup, second down and 5. The Vandals, with a 24-point lead, would certainly be content on eating up some clock. 6 minutes, 45 seconds remaining. They have been able to open this lead up quite a bit. It's down to 3, 2 different times in the third quarter. 2 men in the backfield with Andrew Casey, and he hands this one off. And I believe that was Brody Matthews, and he's going to be stopped at the line of scrimmage. Yep, it is Brody. And it will be third down and a 5. I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Clock continues to run, and we're about halfway through this fourth quarter. 51-27. Third down and 5 for the Vandals. 3 receivers line up right. 1 left. That's McCarty to the right. Is, I believe, Lux, DePue, Bowers to the left. Andrew Casey from the pistol takes the snap, drops back, looking for room, still looking, rolls. He's way back there now, gets a pass away and complete. It was intended for Kobe Lux, and it'll bring up a fourth down. So the Vandals have not punted tonight, so they will be looking at probably their first punt, 5:46 remaining in the game. And Andrew Casey is the punter. So your quarterback is your punter, and he does drop back in punt formation here. So Andrew Casey, the punter, and he drops back to do so for the first time tonight. Andrew back. Takes a low snap and gets away a line drive kick, bounces, picked up at the 30. Carlinville trying with a return and brought down at about the 43-yard line. Aiden Carroll with the tackle for the Vandals. 5 minutes, 36 seconds remaining in the game. The Vandals lead it 51-27. There goes the Amtrak train. The train track and now the Amtrak train. Probably the Saluki heading that way. So Reels from the pistol formation. Two receivers line up left to right. Puts a man in motion. That is Duckles. They hand it off to Duckles, and he tries to get through the middle, and he's going to be brought down at about the 46-yard line. What the Vandals look like. Now, that is number 66 for the Vandals. Gunnar Major, Jr., got the tackle there for the Vandals. He was in on it. So it is second down and six. We are inside 5 minutes remaining in this ballgame. 51-27, the Vandals with the lead. Second down and six. Reels from the pistol. Two receivers right, one left. Takes the snap. Takes the handoff. Gets a pass away and tripped up right at midfield. And the tackle made by the Vandals, Kobe Lux. It is a shorter gain. I believe that was Carlinville's number 12, Cameron Cooper, sophomore. So it'll be third down and two for Carlinville from the Vandal 49-yard line. 4 minutes, 25 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Third down and two. Reels hands it off, breaking the tackle. First down for Carlinville on the run. And that is Drew Corton. All the way ahead to the Vandal 39-yard line, and it is a first down for Carlinville. Ahead to the Vandal 39. 4 minutes remaining in the game. 4 minutes remaining in the game. Vandals lead it 51-27. And a handoff here again. I believe that is Corton again. The quarterback, by the way, into the game is Peyton Gilpin, sophomore for Carlinville. So Peyton Gilpin is their quarterback in there. Down to 3.5 minutes remaining in the game. So Gilpin in a quarterback for Carlinville. Number one, he's a sophomore. Second down and two for Carlinville from the Vandal 32. Gilpin rolls to the left, gets a pass away, incomplete. And Vandals had people in the neighborhood as well. Colburn was back there. So Gilpin's pass incomplete. And it'll bring up a third down and two for Carlinville. The Vandals lead it 51-27. 3 minutes, 13 seconds remaining in the ballgame. Gilpin from the pistol, two receivers to his right, one left, one man in the backfield with him. That is Corton. Fakes the handoff to him, gets a pass complete. They're going to have a first down here, and stepping out of bounds is the receiver. That is Cameron Cooper, number 12. So Carlinville will have a first down, 3:07 remaining in the game. He got out of bounds, so the clock is stopped. Nope, he did not get out of bounds. So they just stopped it to move the chains, and now they'll get it rolling. Substitution for the Vandals. Hartlieb comes out. Davis Daniels comes in. Gilpin from the pistol. Two receivers to his right, one left, one man in the backfield. That is Corton again. Had a couple of nice carries. Puts man in motion, right to left. Fakes the handoff. Going to keep it himself. He's under pressure. And he's going to be brought down for no gain. That is for the Vandals. As Davis Daniels. Davis Daniels is a 6'1", 200-pound junior for the Vandals. Second down and 10 for the Carlinville Cavaliers. The clock down to 2 minutes and 10 seconds. The Vandals with a 51-27 lead. Trying to finish this one off here tonight. Inside 2 minutes remaining. Gilpin from the pistol. Takes a snap. Drops back. Pass is complete. Carlinville and tackled at about the 25. That is number 3, Carter Zelm. He is a junior wide receiver. I think our coach didn't even say it's Zelm. Zelm. Yeah. Zelm. What? I got that one wrong. Zelm. 1.5 minutes remaining. We're down to 90 seconds remaining. 51-27. 1:20 remaining. Gilpin takes the snap, drops back. He's going to go deep. He has a man. It's caught at about the one. And he tackles him about the 3-yard line. So the Vandals back there on the coverage. That was Dylan Blaine. And we're down to a minute 11. It's going to be first and goal from about the 3 for Carlinville. Carlinville trying to cash in a score here. And the clock is running. We're inside a minute remaining. And we've got a whistle and I think a timeout. So the Vandals take a timeout. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break as well on WKRB. Carlinville threatening a score here as they trail 51-27. They have the football at the Vandal 3. First and goal from the 3. Gilpin, the quarterback, takes the snap. Takes a handoff, keeps it himself, rolling, he's tackled, brought down at about the 5. So to bring up a second end goal, the clock is running. Sam Bowers with the tackle. And it is second and goal for Carlinville, back at about the 5 now. Down to 38 seconds on the clock. Gilpin takes snap, rolls right, looking downfield, pass caught. Did he get in? Yes, he did. No, he did not get in. Just shy of the goal line. Basically at the half-yard marker. He went out of bounds, 29.7 seconds. So to bring up a third and goal from inside the 1. So a third and goal from inside the 1. So third and goal from inside the 1. Two receivers left, one right, Gilpin. Hands it off, and running back did not get in. He's going to be short of the goal line. Tried to go straight in the gut. Couldn't do it. And the clock rolling down to 18 seconds, so it's going to be fourth and goal. So fourth down and goal, 12 seconds on the clock. Carlinville trying to get this score in right before the end. Gilpin takes the snap, rolls left, pass, caught. They get a touchdown. Gilpin so number 3 with the touchdown, that is Zilm. It was from 1 yard out and it comes with 2.8 seconds left in the game. But Carlinville gets it, make it 51-33 pending the extra point here. Snap is back. They had trouble with it, and the Vandals will recover, so there will be no extra point. And so the Vandals lead it 51-33. So 51-33 is our score, and that is going to be our final. So 51-33 is going to be our final. 2.8 seconds remaining, so the Vandals will close it out here in just a moment. So 51-33 is going to be our final. The Vandals will get the kickoff here in just a moment from Carlinville. Gilpin with that touchdown pass. Zilm. Or Zilm. Not sure which, you might have it wrong. Carlinville will get set to kick it away to the Vandals as the Vandals take the field. So the Vandals will win it and improve to 1-0 on the season as they lead 51-33 and they squib it. Vandals fall on it and we have 1 second on the clock. So the Vandals will go into victory formation. And now the clock goes ahead and runs out. And that is it. So 51-33, the Vandals with the victory.